Having returned to Canaan, to the place where his father had lived, Jacob settled there with all his family. The patriarch, who was now called by the name of Israel, had 12 sons. The last two, Joseph and Benjamin, the children of Rachel, the beloved wife he had lost, were the sons of his old age. Jacob loved them more than the others. Joseph was the companion of his four half-brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, but he brought their father a bad report about them. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his sons, and he made him a tunic of many colors. This mark of preference filled his brothers with hatred and jealousy, and they would hardly speak to him. Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers. He saw in his dream that he was binding sheaves of corn out in the field, when suddenly his sheaf rose and stood upright, while the other sheaves gathered around it and bowed down. When they heard this, his brothers were angry. "What," they said, "do you intend to reign over us? Do you think you're going to rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream. Then Joseph had another dream, and he told it to his family. "I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he heard this, Jacob rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers come and bow down to the ground before you?" Many years later, these dreams were to come true, but Joseph was yet to go through much hardship and severe testing. Jacob's sons were shepherds. They led their father's flocks to different pasture lands. They had to cover great distances to find enough fodder for the livestock. One day they took the flocks to graze near Shechem. After a while, Jacob sent Joseph, who was then 17 years old, to see if all was well with his brothers. So Joseph went off to go to Shechem. He wandered around in the fields looking for his brothers, but could not find them. A passerby asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I'm looking for my brothers," Joseph replied. "Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan,'" the man answered. So Joseph went there, and a few hours later he found them near that town. His brothers saw him in the distance wearing his many-colored tunic, and they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Let's kill him. We'll say that a wild animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." But Reuben, the eldest brother, wanted to save him. So he said, "Let's not take his life. Throw him into this cistern here in the desert, but don't shed any blood." He hoped to gain time so as to bring him back to his father. When Joseph came, they stripped him of his tunic and threw him into the cistern. These pits usually held water, but this one was dry. Then the brothers sat down to eat. During the meal, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites with their camels loaded with spices they were going to sell in Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites. After all, he is our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So they pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him to the merchants for 20 shekels of silver, and the Ishmaelites took him to Egypt. Reuben was away at the time, and when he returned, he found the pit empty. He tore his clothes, went to his brothers, and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" So they took Joseph's tunic, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took it back to their father and said, "We found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not?" Jacob recognized it and tore his clothes. "It is my son's tunic," he cried. "Some wild animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." The patriarch mourned for Joseph. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "in mourning will I go down to the grave to my son." Next episode, Judah's family.